Now, speaking of Kauffman Stadium, we know by now, we all know by now, that the Royals want out. The Royals want to move to a brand spanking new ballpark. It has long been assumed that that ballpark would likely stay in Jackson County. But in the words of Lee Corso, not so fast, my friend. Got a report this week that we talked a lot about yesterday, came from Fox 4. Jonathan Ketz doing good work up there, that noted that Clay County leaders believe that they are right in the mix for the possibility of North Kansas City being a location that the Royals are strongly considering. It is believed that the North Kansas City location is one of the five final sites that the Royals are looking at for their potential ballpark move. I wanted to welcome on and say good morning to Clay County Presiding Commissioner Jerry Nolte on KCMO Talk Radio. All right, Jerry, what do you think? How seriously do you believe you and Clay County are in the mix for the Royals' potential new stadium?
Well, thanks for allowing me to be on this morning. And, you know, when you are within the final four or five considered locations, I think you've got to assume that we are being seriously considered. So you don't make it to this level of the winnowing process without being a serious contender.
Okay, so looking at this then, Jerry, and I know this is in the very early stages, but what is it about this North KC location that you believe makes it potentially appealing to the Royals in a way that Jackson County is not?
I think there are a couple of things. Excuse me. One is we have some more access with the highways. It would be very close to some of the highways, and that we've got the space that is available to do parking. A lot of the area in there, from my understanding, is under one ownership, so that it makes it more appealing. You don't have a lot of other entities to deal with. So the negotiations, I think, would potentially be a little more simplified. But that, and we are the growing part of this metropolitan area. If you're looking to do a project somewhere where there's economic growth potential, Clay County has got to be top of the list in that category.
When you look at it from the perspective, and I know that, you know, we're looking ahead here, but when you look at it from the perspective of potentially going up against Jackson County, whatever that looks like, when it comes to tax incentives, abatements, whatever, have you guys gotten that far along in the conversation yet?
I would say no. We don't have the numbers that we would need to go to that level yet. We're just, as you say, we're early on. So certainly we are interested. Certainly we want to hear what the Royals have to say.
Okay. So you want to hear what the Royals have to say. What about them hearing from you? Do you guys have an official pitch or anything along those lines that you want to get in front of the Royals and their ownership group?
I think we're already kind of involved in that process right now. And I think we need to understand what the ask would be. And we need to, work through that part of it, which is, as you say, we're early on and we're still looking to see how it is we come up with what is required to get this job done.
Well, I want to play something because last hour we had on the mayor of Kansas City, Quinton Lucas, who I know you are all too familiar with. I asked him about this possibility, Jerry. I want to play for you what he said and then get your response here on KCMO.
Absolutely not. And don't get me wrong, as the mayor of the largest city in Clay County, I love my Clay County. The rumor is that it goes to a different city, the city of North Kansas City. Look, it's not going to happen. I put this on social media the other day, but I'll put it on real media here. The Royals will be playing in Kansas City, Missouri in the next 10 years. I think they will have a new stadium, and I've said this before, within the next 10 years. That being said, if they moved, the only places with the juice to really do it, other than the Jackson County, Kansas City combo, which both have enough population to support something, you would have Johnson County, Kansas, but they have trouble actually finding enough space because they've infilled well enough, at least in the 435 loop, to not have real space. Or Wyandotte County, but that would require at least probably a $500 million investment from the state of Kansas to be able to actually invest and compete with what the Royals are getting in Jackson County, Kansas City. So it's not happening. I love the conversation, but North Kansas City has about 6,000 people total. Clay County, I think about 250 right now. It's just there's not a population base to build that up, and I'm not seeing the state of Missouri ponying up $500 million to try to do such a thing. So that's where we'll be, and I think we'll continue to have real conversations about the future of the Royals in Kansas City, which is the reality despite these diversions every now and then.
Okay. Jerry Nolte, Clay County Presiding Commissioner, respond to the mayor, Quentin Lucas, who said that this morning on this show.
I think that the mayor is certainly wanting to advocate for his municipality. I certainly understand that. But it also sounds like, would he go to the trouble to be that absolute about it, to be that aggressive about it, if it weren't for the fact that we are indeed actively considered? If it was a no-go, why does he bother to comment?
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's an interesting response. Yeah, so you're saying he's playing defense by playing offense, to use a sports analogy.
In a way. I mean, he's rhetorically, going as far as putting his position forward. I don't feel the need to do that rhetorical device. I'm just telling you that Clay County is a great option, and then we are actively under consideration. And more to the point, we going forward, whether this happens or not, the area of Clay County and of course, the Northland itself is the potential for growth that is really the most promising in this area as far as I'm concerned.
Would you, I know it's, once again, this is all theoretical and we're speculating and not a lot right now, but you probably would have to put something in front of the voters when it comes to some type of a sales tax or something along those lines. Are you comfortable doing that at this point?
Depends on what is what is requested by the organization. Depends on how the negotiations go forward. Mm-hmm. There are limits to what I think the constituents would want to see in terms of a tax. What it boils down to is this: if you can make the case that there is a cost benefit for the citizens of Clay County, and at the end of the day, that's exactly going to be my measuring stick. Is there going to be a sufficient return on Clay Countyans? And once we get some kind of a more solid idea of what's being requested of us, we would then go to the people and say, is this something you want? But mm-hmm. There's no way this goes forward without the people of Clay County understanding that there's a benefit. And that's got to be communicated to them. And right now, I don't feel comfortable going to the citizens of Clay County and saying we need X or Y because we don't know what X or Y is, mm-hmm. and the citizens are going to consider this carefully. So it's going to be whether or not it benefits our area.
He is Jerry Nolte, presiding commissioner in Clay County. Good to have him on KCMO. All right, Jerry, we'll be watching closely, my friend. Thanks for being here. Have a great rest of your week.
Talk to you later.
See you. Jerry Nolte, always a great guest on.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
KCMO.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.